shocker of my doubles, shocker of my scoring. Everything was very poor in the first session there. You know, it was unbelievably bad. Now, I suppose, you know, I eventually got six legs, you know, and I'm paying for the early start. But professional game, I should have came out a lot stronger and a lot better. And, you know, I didn't do it, so I don't deserve anything than what I got.
At this William Hill Grand Slam of Darts, you've had, what, two good games and two pretty average ones, really. The fact is, you made the knockout round, so is that progress for you?
Well, it's better than last year, don't get me wrong. Like, but, you know, to play two pretty good games and then two very, well, poor games, to be honest about it, it's very disappointing. This professional sport, you expect to be more consistent, and I didn't do it. I don't know why exactly, but I didn't do it. You know, it's something to think about, dwell on, and hopefully I get the solution to it.
Was it going all right on the practice board before you got out there?
Practice board wasn't too bad. Nothing brilliant, but the night I played Andy Hamilton, I could throw them over my shoulders and they were going in, and I went up there and I was atrocious, so I wasn't really worried about the practice, because the other nights when I wasn't hitting them, I actually got up there and played really well. So, you know, it's weird, this game. It does your head in, but sure, I'll have to take something out of this. I got further than I did last year, and hopefully now that I can qualify for this again now during the year and have more success.
Yeah, fingers crossed. You don't want this to be your last appearance at the William Hill Grand Slam of Darts, do you?
Definitely not. So I'll have to go and win something or be in the final of something very soon.
Players' Championship's coming up. It's not a bad place to start.
Well, yeah, we get the pressure off straight away, and then there'd be no bother winning the World Championship then, would it?